Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Zach, how's it going?
Doing great, guys.
This is there's a lot to digest, and we were just, you know, hitting all those high positive notes with the Brewers, but the weekend then was kind of the opposite note. They lost twice, Packers tied, and then, of course, there's what happened at Camp Randall, and it's been hard for me to digest really both of those, but I would have to say, and tell me if you agree with this, that loss to BYU is the hardest of all to digest.
Oh, yeah, by far, I think. Because, you know, in the NFL, you get as many opportunities as you do, and you make it to the playoffs, and whatever happens, happens. And in baseball, there's always a game tomorrow. In football, you get 12 opportunities. Wisconsin, especially with where they were ranked, a lot of the expectations coming in, by far, that has to be the toughest one for, I'm sure, fans of all three teams to deal with.
So, and now you have to look at what goes forward, and this is where, and we talked about it earlier in the show, Joe was talking about Badgers players after the game saying our goals are still in front of us, our goals don't change, and I don't disagree with what's being said there when that's the case, but when the fans are drawn in at the start of the year to a thought of a playoff, a thought of playing for a chance at a national championship, and you get this ding in week three to your hopes, there's a deflation that leads me to ask, is it still possible? Is it feasible to think that they could get back into the top four if everything goes right?
Yeah, I think there is. I like all their goals, everything. I completely agree with them after the game. You know, the Big Ten West, obviously, still there. They haven't played the Big Ten game yet. Winning the Big Ten, still there. If they go 11-1 or 12-1, win the Big Ten championship, there's probably a good chance they're going to have to get in because they're going to have to beat Michigan. They're going to have to beat Penn State. And then they're likely going to have to beat Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game. And those are, right now, what would look like three pretty good wins. So, yeah. Now, putting that aside, do I think that's realistic? Heck no. There's nothing that we saw in the first two games, and then especially this third game, that would suggest that they're the team that we thought they were going to be coming in. I really thought the first 2 weeks that they weren't overly impressive. The scores, you know, you look at the box score and you're like, yeah, okay, that makes sense. But I didn't think they were overly impressive in either one of those games. And I was kind of waiting for the BYU game to see if they were going to be able to turn it on like we all expected them to, and they didn't. And so I think we may have overrated them coming into the year, and they have to now go prove that they are the team we thought they were, as opposed to, you know, this team that may go 8-4, 7-5, whatever it's going to be, if they're going to play like they did last Saturday.
Somebody called Dennis Green. I caught that they are who we thought they were. Oh, poor Dennis Green.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. They are not the team I thought they were. Maybe we'll go the opposite of Dennis Green there. This is not the team I thought they were. I thought they were a much better team, especially offensively. This defensively, you thought they may have some struggles to begin the year because you're replacing all those guys, but offensively, you didn't think they would have these struggles, and they are. They're just offensive line. You're benching your starting offensive line for a series last week. You know, Alex Hornibrook has not built off that really, really good Orange Bowl, and you know, it just has not looked the way I thought it would.
Zach Heilprin, sports director, 96.7 FM, 1670 AM, The Zone in Madison, talking Badgers and talking about the beginning now of Big Ten play, and there is no time whatsoever to you know, sit and mope and deal and all that stuff. It's like you're done, and it's like, oh, look, it's Iowa next, at Iowa. Right. So what kind of challenge do you think specifically Iowa would present to a Badgers team now coming off a loss?
Oh, it's a significant challenge. I think there's only one elite unit. And we'll see. Again, we're only 3 weeks in, but I think there's one elite unit on this, they'll be on the field on Saturday, and that's going to be Iowa's defense. They're the number two ranked defense in the country. They have one of the top rushing defenses in the country. And so if you were thinking Wisconsin, you know, it'd be a great bounce back team to play, it's not. They are going to be tested significantly in trying to run the ball. They're going to be tested because of the crowd. You look at Kinnick Stadium, its history, especially at night, what they've done to teams at night, especially the last 2 years. They almost beat Penn State last year. They beat Michigan the year before when they were ranked I think second in the country. So there's a lot of things going up against them. Offensively for Iowa, I don't think they haven't been great by any stretch. Nate Stanley's Wisconsin native, obviously, was up and down last year. He threw 26 touchdowns, had 5 against Ohio State, and then he was just horrible against Wisconsin the following week. So he's been up and down. I'm not sure that unit is extremely scary, but that defense in that stadium against an offense like Wisconsin's that has not played up to its potential, that has to be that's worrisome, I think, if you're a Wisconsin fan.
And if you are Jonathan Taylor and you're sort of locked in after, especially after that week 2 performance against New Mexico, this has to be where you dig as deep as possible, right? It's coming off a team loss, but you've had some good individual games. This is a chance for a statement all the way around if you're Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah, if you think you still have a shot at the Heisman Trophy, which I think, again, it's so early. They are ranked 18th, but they're going to have a shot to get back in the top 10 with some of the games they're going to have an opportunity to play. So, yeah, if he comes out, I think back to 2014. We all think about Melvin Gordon's 408 against Nebraska, which was fantastic, right? He came back the following week at Iowa and put up impressive performance based on who he was playing and who he was going against, and everybody was after him. He went for over 200 in that game. And that, to me, was kind of a signature moment, obviously, along with the 408. Those were the two signature moments of his Heisman campaign, and he came up short to Marcus Mariota. But this is an opportunity for Jonathan Taylor to splash back out of the national scene, and they need it. They need him to have a big game. They need the offensive line to have a big game. They need the open holes, and they need to be able to control the clock and pound it on Iowa's defense. It's not going to be easy, but if they can do it, that will show that maybe last week, the first weeks, has been a little bit of an aberration of what we thought that they were going to be.
Tell me if I'm crazy here when I say that Paul Christen, what he is and who he is actually really good for what's just happened to the Badgers, which is to say, Paul Christ is not going to go in front of a camera or in front of a team or in front of anybody and show all kinds of emotion and go off and demonstrate some instability. Christ is the kind of guy who, when you talk to him on a Monday after a loss, it's not that different than a Monday after a win, and that's a good thing for a young team that caught a loss early in the year.
Yeah, he's an even-keeled guy. I'll say that. It's cliche. He doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low, and his teams have kind of mirrored that. I will say that. But I could tell as he left the game, Friday or Saturday after the game, he walked out, and usually he'll say hi to somebody that's in the media room or, shake a hand, and there was nothing. It was bolting for the door, and you could tell he was upset. And I think his team did not play up to his level of expectation. And so, but it is. He is a good guy. I mean, I don't know how much – I thought they came up flat on Saturday against BYU. BYU was up. I thought that they had more energy. I thought they brought it the entire same game, and I think Wisconsin had that. I don't think Wisconsin had that. And usually sometimes you get that out of your head coach. Sometimes you get out of your leaders. I don't think Wisconsin got it from either one. But if you're looking for – something to point to say they're not going to get too down about it. Yeah, Paul Christ and his ability to stay even keeled is probably good for the situation. But at times, don't you want a coach that's going to get after guys when they're not performing at the level they should be? I don't know how many guys, coaches that they have on this staff that will do that. There's a few of them, but I'm not sure Paul Christ is one of them. And I kind of think that's a little bit what they need. I think they need to get a fire lit, under their behinds to get going, because this team is just too talented to be playing the way they did against BYU.
Interesting, interesting. Now, will you be in Iowa City Saturday?
I am actually heading to Washington early Sunday morning, unfortunately. So I'm going to be covering the Packers this Saturday, or I should say Sunday morning. So one of our other guys, Danny Cunningham, is going to be heading down there. But yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Well, now let's switch the gears there, because I wanted to ask you about these Packers. Anyway, first road test. You've seen Aaron Rodgers do superhuman things, but it's understandable with the brace, with the limited mobility, that kind of thing. I mean, is there any chance at all of a clunker from Rodgers Sunday?
If they had maybe won that game on Sunday, maybe. Maybe they're not as focused as maybe they would be if they had won that. But the way that they lost that game, the way that he made those two mistakes in overtime, he had the RPO that he pulled out and he fumbled and they lost 3 yards and then he got sacked on the next play, pushing them out of field goal range. I thought that was perhaps my biggest takeaway from his post-game presser the other day, was him blaming himself and him taking some blame. So I guess I would be surprised, even with everything that's going on, for him to not come out and play well next week, brace or no brace. especially against Washington.
Yeah, indeed. Zach, enjoy D.C. Appreciate the insights on the Badgers and the Packers.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Zach Heilprin, sports director, 96.7 FM, 1670 AM, The Zone in Madison, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard. You work hard. They treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them at 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.